This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Bill Belichick is among the final 12 coaches for the Hall of Fame 2026 class. Kind of weird timing. He's going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame when he gets fired from UNC. What do you think? This will be 2026.
He doesn't work for UNC. He works for the other.
The other. My bad. That's my mistake. The Bears are relevant now. So we can now say the other UNC. He's in his first year of eligibility. He will be a first ballot, right? I don't think there's any discussion on that.
Unless people hate him, then he'll get in the second year.
He'll be first ballot. What does he have? 6 Super Bowl wins?
Yeah, but didn't that happen to Terrell Owens?
What? They didn't like him, so he didn't. But he didn't have 6 Super Bowl wins.
Yeah. I think he should go in.
Yeah, he will. And he should. We can argue all day long, Belichick or Brady. Who was it? Bottom line is there was a head coach of those teams, and he was responsible, partly responsible for those Super Bowls.
And so, for deflating the ball.
Well, that wasn't Belichick. That was maybe Brady.
And also for, the video.
The Spygate? Yeah, maybe that was him. Spygate, more Belichick. But they won. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Right? Michigan won that way. There's no problems. They didn't get their... Nobody's losing championships.
You know, you're right. The Chiefs pay off the refs and...
Well, they didn't pay them off. The study found that the refs are just kind of more likely to... look the other way. I think that's what I took from Tanner's 467-page article or study that he found, that he dug into a lot more than I did.
Tanner was right to dig into it.
Yeah, he was. He was. I just don't have a lot of energy sometimes on the conspiracy stuff. I'm sure it probably does happen, but let me be naive. Let me live in my own world where sports is real, because if that day ever comes that it's really getting fixed, Michael... I'm going to have to go back to the WWE. I'll go back to that if I find out that NFL games are actually being fixed.
But Brady, the WWE is real.
It is real. It's like a movie. Is a movie real? It's not real life, but that movie's happening. These people are playing parts. But I digress. The other coaches in the running, you got Alex Gibbs in there, Chuck Knox, Buddy Parker, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer, Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, George Seifert also advanced, along with another Super Bowl winner in Mike Holmgren.
Wait, so how many coaches are allowed? Just one?
Is there a number? Is it a number of coaches that are allowed? I forgot that information.
Do they just allow one coach a year?
Maybe. One to three of those 5 finalists will make it to the Hall based on getting at least 80% of the votes from the full committee.
Because Mike Shanahan should be in there.
Should he be?
Yes, he should.
Listen, man.
Washington's a dumpster fire of an organization.
I got a really strict Hall of Fame. And, I mean, for a coach to get in, the only thing I'm looking at is Super Bowl wins. And Shanahan,
no Dan Reeves.
Shanahan got 2. No. I just don't think a lot of coaches deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I think we need to be more strict with this thing. But I'm not going to get into that right now. Nick Saban, speaking of a Hall of Fame type of coach, said he isn't surprised by the recent string of high-profile firings in college football, according to ESPN, because fans and alumni who donate money to programs now are more influential than ever because of name, image, and likeness and revenue sharing. I knew one coach, and it was a basketball coach, that was interviewing for a high-profile job. And basically in that meeting, Michael, it was the athletic director, but a table of people behind the athletic director, and they were all big, big money donors. And this coach that I'm talking about was like, I'm answering to all of you guys. That's how this is going now. I'm answering not just to the athletic director, but yeah, that's how it's going. It's no longer the athletic director making the decisions. I mean, yeah, they do kind of, but if the donors come in guns a-blazing and they're like, I'm pulling stuff away if you don't move on from this coach, or here's a check for $1.5 million and you can pay off, you can pay the Norvell thing off and be done with the buyout. I don't know if that happened. Some people believe that happened. Some people believe that, you know, the decision was kind of already made. They were just going to see how far this could go. And then after the Hawaii game, John Weber did speak about this and the timing of this, Mike. And I want to get some of that later, because Mike Brohard asked the first question to John Weber, and he's going to join us in about 4 minutes. You know, asked about the timing. And I'll let Mike kind of elaborate on that going forward. Texters, East said, Chris Brady, my so-called buddy, has been slapping Wyoming stickers on my vehicle. Where can I find more CSU stickers in the Greeley area? The border war is real. CSU, I mean, Shields isn't in Greeley, but I would imagine there's stickers at Shields.
Maybe fans in the mall.
Maybe. Any other place? Anybody? Texters, guys, you know, of where we can hook Eastside Chris up with some CSU stickers?
I don't know if Gerritsen's has stickers, but they, across the street from the stations, they've got some sports stuff there.
Maybe there's stickers there. Look at these businesses getting free publicity from Michael. Maybe that's a spot to go.
Maybe they should sponsor me. Gerritsen's, give me money. Fans, I've spent a lot of money at Fans over the years. They should give me money.
What do you buy at Fans?
I bought a couple jackets, some shirts, a few hats.
All right, okay. So everything that you could buy at Fans.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, I bought my nephew Seahawks deal-a-ma-jig.
You purchased a Seahawks thing? Your money went to the Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, it did. Your money in a roundabout way went to Seattle.
Yeah, well, one of my nephews is a Seahawks fan.
Well, how does that happen? How does that happen?
His father is... His father's is wrong.
Well, because aren't you from that area?
His mom. Okay. I'm related to him through his mom.
Oh, okay. All right.
But his father is an imperfect person.
I saw a video, Michael, of a
Jets. I forgive his father.
I saw a video of a young Jets fan, like 14 maybe. They're interviewing him after the Jets game last week, which was bad.
You say, I like turtles.
No, he said, they said, how do you feel about this lot? And he goes, I hate this team so much. I was born into it. I'll always be a Jets fan, but I hate this team. And he just walked away. Props to him.
That would basically be me, only without the hate. I would say I was born a Broncos fan.
Yeah, I don't ever say I hate the team. I just kind of get to that point where I'm like, basketball's dumb. Football's dumb. I'm ready to move to the next sport and get let down that way instead. Or just move on to the next team, the next local team. Like when the Broncos lost the Super Bowl to the Seahawks, I was pretty depressed. And obviously we knew that was going to be over well before it was over. No fourth quarter magic in that one. And I was down. And I looked at my wife. I was like, and this is when Best Buy actually had video games and stuff. You can just buy them online. I was like, the only thing that would make me feel better is to turn the page. Let's go get NBA 2K. So we went to Best Buy. And I shifted all into the NBA. And then just to get let down, I don't remember where we were in the Nuggets timeline at that point, but I'm sure either they lost early in the playoffs or didn't go to the playoffs, and I was sad. It's just you be a fan through thick and thin, but you don't always have to like it. I really respected that Jets fan for saying it.
I'm different though. I deal with tragedy differently. Like, I don't take it out on the Broncos. Instead, my hatred for other franchises and fan bases just grows. So if the Broncos lose to the Raiders, the hate just grows more, and I hate the Raiders even more.
Texter here from the 970. I'm a man. I'm 58. Will be the next CSU football coach. Since we have had a boo-hoo, bobo, boob, and boo-boo as our last four coaches, could Weber hire anybody worse? John, Fort Fun. That might be a contender for the top text of the day, which would earn a $20 gift certificate to the one and only Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor.
Currently number one.
I would say that's currently number one. Anybody going to beat that? I don't think anybody's beating that.
I mean, you have 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Do we have to get these texts on the air?
During the show, yeah.
So you have to get it before the final break.
It's got to be within the time frame of the show. Can't be podcast later and you text in or listen to the replay version. No, it's got to be live and local, live and ready to go. Texter here, part of the timing of the termination was John Weber knew Wyoming is a bad team, and it would be very, very difficult to fire Jay after beating Wyoming and making Go Pokes cry. Yeah. Well, and don't you have the bye week after this game? So if you won that game, you're back into that. You can't fire him. He just won two out of the last three, including the border war. So that's a really good text as well. That's up there. Big Hub just says, I hate Wyoming. Sometimes it just needs to be simple. I hate Wyoming.
I mean, I don't know if Big Hub could win for that, but I mean, I would like to give him props.
Yeah.
For his hatred.
Yeah. 17 minutes after the hour, Mike Brohard joining us next from CSURams.com. This is the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man game. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310KFKA.com.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310KFKA.
All right. Yeah. 22 minutes after 12 o'clock, welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Joining me now, Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, a lot of changes going on the last few days for Colorado State. You asked John Weber, I believe, that first question about the timing of the firing of Jay Norvell. I just kind of wanted to get into that and John's response to you, as that's been on the minds of a lot of fans, kind of like, why now?
Well, and I think he answered it in the way he wanted. He felt like this was a time to make the initial switch because he hadn't been happy with the consistency. I think you saw games where they played poorly, and then like look at just the two-week stretch between San Diego State and Fresno State. You don't look very good in one game. You look really good the next game, and then you come back the next game in front of a really big house at Canvas Stadium, and you don't look good. And so I think that was part of it. It also will give him time to go through. There's going to be a huge field of candidates for this job. It gives them time to wade through and really find the person that they think is the next leader of this program.
Yeah, it's a really obviously we know how big of a decision this is. For John Weber, you know, an interesting situation, Mike, you know, when he jumps in, basketball team's rolling. And then last year, of course, the Rams on the football side of things win eight, a lot of other successful programs. Now, now it's getting to that point for John Weber. Like, this is now the big decision stuff. He's made a lot of great decisions. You know, you and I've talked about the in-game stuff and what's going on in the arenas, what's going on in the stadiums. But this is, to many, this is the biggest decision you'll make, is hiring the next head football coach for the Colorado State Rams.
Well, it is. The football program is always going to draw eyes, and the TV contract is driven really pretty much by the football team more so than even the basketball team, though that's a big part of it. And obviously the Pac-12 is going to stack up as a really good basketball league. But you want to be in the same position that your football team is talked about as one of the best teams in the Pac-12 as it starts. And you want to create some excitement. And excitement was waning around this program at the time.
And this is an exciting week, too, Mike. I mean, it's Border War week. We're already getting the trash talk coming in on everything. I think fans, players, people get up for this no matter what the situation is. But there is kind of a shadow over this, obviously, being, you moved on from a coach in the middle of the season. A little bit of a shadow over this. Hopefully it turns out to be a great game.
I look at it the other way.
Okay.
I think it removes the shadow of what could have been. If you were playing just anybody's state coming into this game, then, yeah, maybe more people are thinking about the change and how it affects the team. But we even talked to the players. I mean, they know what Wyoming means to them. They know what the Wyoming game means to the fan base. It really does help them turn their focus on what is still important, and that's the fact that you're going to play for two trophies the rest of the way through. You still, if you find a spark, can turn the season around and do some things and reach some goals. And I think heading into this rivalry game, to play for the bronze boot and what that means, immediately puts their focus in someplace else other than wondering what's going on around them.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, 5-10 years from now.
It's a good point.
Yeah. You're a good point, Mike. Hey.
Oh, Jeff Schmidt wants me to tell you hello, too.
Tell him I said hi. He'll know what that means,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mike, I find myself, you're obviously there, you're around John Webb, you're around the guys, you're around staff. I find myself wondering what that conversation was like with John Weber and Jay Norvell. I mean, is that a situation? I'm not asking, I'm sure you know a lot of what that conversation was like, but I'm not asking like for the really gory details of it, because I'm assuming maybe this was a nice conversation. I don't know, an awkward conversation, but this had to be a situation where Jay knew when he got the call. Like, this is it.
I'm going to be honest with you, Brady. That's a conversation that I don't concern myself with. John's got to make a lot of important decisions and how he goes about them. Those are private moments between two people that I really like, and that's the way I like to keep them. There's certain times that you just really don't want to know what that conversation was like or how. I mean, I do know for a fact it was very hard for John because, on one hand, Jay's a great guy. Nobody's ever going to dispute that. If you were around this program, you watched the way he treated people, not just his players, not just his staff, but everybody associated around Canvas Stadium, right? He treated people with the utmost respect, and everybody loved that about Jay. But John, as much as he loved that part of Jay, he also needed to see some things on the field, and he felt he wasn't seeing them. I'm sure it was a tough conversation and it was a tough decision to make, but it was one that he felt he had to make. But in the end, he's the one that needs to make it. So I'm not going to ask him what goes into it or how hard it was for him. That's a private conversation between two men I respect, and that should remain between them. The outside world doesn't really need to know about it.
Well, man, I can't help but try. Mike, what's it like for you personally? Because you're around, like we said, I mean, yes, there are reporters around the program, but you're there, you're in it, you're talking to the coaching staff, you're getting the information, on these players, inside information, all that. Obviously, you develop a little bit different of a relationship with Jay Norvell than the rest of us do.
Yeah, I mean, I tremendously like the man. I feel my life has been better because I got to know Jay Norvell, right? I mean, there's very... You get blessed in life when you get to meet people like that that just hit you. You just watch the way that they treat people and you know they're doing it the right way. So yeah, it's hard. And this is, and I've had some people ask me that. This is the first time I've been through a coach firing in the middle of a season. And I think that adds a different layer to it. The one thing I do know is the people that are around here, whether Jay brought them here or, Jay brought them all here, whether they came originally with Jay or not, the one thing that they've always been focused on is the good of these kids and the goals that they're trying to achieve. So even the emotions of everybody around here, whether you're on the training staff, whether you're in strength and conditioning, whether you're one of the coaches, you're going to immediately turn your goals to what's best for these kids and how do we get them in the best place to reach the goals that they want. And that pretty much centers everybody on one thing, despite the emotions that they may be feeling.
Mike, what do you think a guy like Tyson Summers, like what, you know, his goal is going to be, I'm going to go out there and coach this team as best as I possibly can, try to beat Wyoming, try to win the next game after that, try to win the next game after that. It's got to be interesting, though. I mean, obviously, the odds are stacked against him. You hear in the press conference yesterday, watched it with John Weber saying, yeah, we're opening this up, national search with a premier search firm. But on the other hand, we're saying, hey, go get him. That's just a really interesting situation for him to be in.
It could be, but if you know Tyson Summers, what he said yesterday was absolutely true. He's not thinking about that. He's thinking about this week. He's going to be in the moment. He's going to do that. And he was being completely honest with everybody when he said, if I start thinking about, like, this is an audition, then I don't have my focus in the right place. So if he goes out and plays well, then he become, you know, if they go out and they win a bunch of games, does he become part of the conversation? That's very high possibility. But he can't worry about that, because if he does, then they're probably not going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, with what, 5 games remaining? I mean, yeah, this game's huge. It always, as you said, it always is huge. You go win that game, and who knows, turn something around against seemingly a pretty good UNLV team. At least the record would indicate that. Things that would be a fun conversation, I think, to follow along in this process.
There will be, and those conversations will be happening, but I don't think they're really starting right now. I mean, what are we – I think I read today, there are 11 jobs open right now.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people pursuing a lot of things. There are a lot of people being pursued by a lot of places. This stuff's going to map out for a while, but all this team really wants to know is that it's going to feel really good on Saturday after they bring the Bonds Brute back home. That's all they're really focused on. Let's win this game. A lot of them know the feeling of having to watch the other team carry the boot as opposed to them bringing it home. We talked to Owen Long today. He's like, I've never lost a boot. Don't want to start now.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot to play for, and that's a motivator right there, where a lot of times,
and like I said, I think that's why it keeps the focus in the right place, and that's on the task at hand. And the task at hand is just winning Saturday.
Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. I was listening to Nick Saban's, some of his stuff. He's like, hey, I'm not surprised by the recent string of high-profile firings in college football, because fans and alumni who donate money to programs now are more influential than ever because of name, image, and likeness. You've covered college football for a long time. There's no doubt you've seen that portion of it touch this game, and it has changed the expectations, the pressure. It's always been a pressure-filled job, but maybe now so more than ever.
I agree with him wholeheartedly on that. Like I said, I've seen coaches be fired here before. I've seen them leave on their own accord, but I've never seen it happen in the middle of the season, and you're starting to see that happen more and more. And I do think it's because of the expectations of fan bases, the pressure, and the money that can be made off one program. It really does heighten the awareness of everything going around.
Mike, what's the schedule look like this week? I know you're going to be doing a lot of different pieces on the Border War, the lead up to it. It's always such a fun, such a great tradition.
I think it's got to be one of the greatest traditions in all of college football, especially the two ROTC programs that, you know, make it's pageantry, right? You know, the ball is going to start here early in the morning on Friday, and it's going to be run up to the border, and then the Wyoming ROTC is going to run up the rest of the way. And by the way, the CSU ROTC has to run uphill and has to run further than does the Wyoming one. Just keep that in mind. But it is, and it's as much of a heated rivalry it is. You get the two coaches there and the athletic directors, and I think there's a definite hatred, but there's also a mutual respect. The two programs really like each other and the people that run them. But it is a great story with both of those with both ROTC programs involved in that, and it's just something to behold. It really is.
I'm assuming you'll have a bunch of stuff for us at CSURams.com that we could check out leading up to the big game this weekend.
Yeah, throughout. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to post a feature that I wrote on Owen Long for today, and then we'll touch on some of the aspects of what makes the Bronze Boot and the Border War game so special.
Man,
to both sides.
Mike, Owen Long, That dude, you knew he was good, but did you expect this good from that guy?
You never really know what to expect, especially when he's so young. He was so very talented and kind of an eye-opener last year as a true freshman playing in a reserve role. But you could always tell the game was important to him, and he was going to put everything into everything he does. Now, could you say that you thought he was going to be – he was going to put on, I think it's 30 pounds of lean muscle and basically transform his body and then become the nation's leading tackler and a second-team midseason All-American? No, maybe not, but you knew he was going to be good because he wants to be good.
Yeah, fun player to watch for sure. Mike, appreciate you going there with us on this, man. Tough situation, I'm sure, difficult around there at Colorado State, but moving forward, getting ready for the border war. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week, my friend.
You bet. You take care, sir.
All right, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I can't, like, Mike's not going to go there in his brain, but I do wonder, like, don't you, Mike? Like, Michael, when these stories happen, what are those conversations? Like, how does that start? Jay, we're going to need you to come in and then sit down. And do you just get right to it? Like, we're done? Or is it, I mean, because I do think that John Weber and Jay Norvell, everything I've heard, have a mutual respect for each other, from what I've heard, at least.
If I had, if I was firing you, which I wouldn't. But if I was firing you,
thank you,
having a mutual respect, I would immediately, when I sit you down, I'd say, Brady,
yeah,
I have to let you go.
What?
Like, I'd go right into it.
Just put me out of my misery.
I don't want to dilly-dally and, you know, make it sound like the meeting is going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. When you have to drop big news, that's bad news.
So let's go through this.
You have to get it out of the way.
So you're calling me. I'm in my office right now. And take me through it. Beginning. Let's start the whole process over.
Brady, I'm going to need you to come to my office, which is also the production room, which is also the den of greatness.
I'm really busy right now. Can this wait?
Sorry, Brady, you can't.
Okay. Can you give me 5 minutes?
No, Brady, it's
like right
boss.
Now?
You have to come now.
I'm about to get a huge sale that could save the company.
I'll give it to Dustin. Dustin's a better salesman.
All right. Okay, fine.
There's a reason why Dustin's keeping his job.
I'll hang up on this very super important client. Here I come. Yes, Michael, you wanted to see me. Mr.
Brady,
Kirkpatrick.
Brady, you haven't been calling clients.
But I have. I was just on with a company-saving client.
That was me doing an impression of a client.
So don't you think your time could be better useful doing other things than faking me out?
Brady, I knew that you weren't calling clients.
So now there's a reason. You're making up a reason why I'm being fired.
Your show is above average.
Oh.
Most days.
That's pretty good.
Except during Nuggets season.
I feel like you're not
below.
Getting to it. You're kind of dancing around this.
Oh, sorry.
What is it you wanted from me, Michael? I'm really busy. Client, business-saving client that apparently is you.
Well, I just got a text that Dustin actually doubled the sale.
Oh, okay.
That you were asking for.
Yeah.
Brady, frankly, I'm going to have to let you go.
What?
You have not been performing well in your shows. And, okay.
This is a terrible thing. Did you hear the joke you made at the end of the show yesterday and you're moving on from me?
Look, Faith and I have discussed this.
Wait, Faith is now working for the station, one of our Hall of Famer
Faith
texters?
Faith is now HR.
Wow. Okay, so that's where you're moving my money away so we can bring in an HR person around here? Good luck.
And big hub. We also
hiring the texters now? That's what we're doing?
Yes, we're hiring the texters.
You are a terrible boss, and I hope this company burns to the ground.
All right, well, we will have security walk you out. We've already...
Who is security? Did you
already have Tanner packing up your office.
You hired Go Pokes as security? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know who Go Pokes is.
That's one of the texters. Says, Brady, you suck. You're out. Micah is in. Thanks. Your check is ready with HR. Wow. You're terrible at firing people. 38 minutes after the hour.
I don't like firing people.
Texter here says, lots of tears and hugs, I'd bet, between John and Jay. I would imagine. Texter says, I don't like this hypothetical universe we're in. I quit. 39 after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, We're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You have the text line now feeling sorry for me. Texter, sorry, Brady, I'll bring in someone like you. Faith says, I'll be his HR consultant. She doesn't want to be full HR. She just wants to be the HR consultant in this world that we've created where Michael suddenly is the boss. That would just be hell if you were the boss. I mean,
what are
can
you talking
I just.
About? I would be a decent boss.
The way you fired me right there, and the way.
Well, it's because you were lying as I was trying to bring you in.
Yeah.
We're lying about that sale you were not making.
And yeah, you faked me out by telling me you were a big account. So I was working. So I mean, it feels like you have not been spending your time wisely here.
Brady, you called the office. You called the office line too.
Well,
to pretend that you were on the phone.
You don't know if you don't try. He said, Chris, wow, I'm out on process. Been here since Colfax. Micah, I love you, man, but Brady stays. And Brian might bring another vibe perspective to the show. You still have an office and a key card.
So he's saying he wants Brian to
take your job.
I don't know all the nicknames of the people, so I can't hire people based off of
literally just looking at the text line. The first two names that popped up were those, and that's why you said Big Hub and East and Chris. I know your process.
Well, I do like – do you remember when Big Hub got mad because I didn't know who he was, and I'm like, oh, that's Allison Hubbard?
Yeah, I do remember that.
See, I don't know all the nicknames. I don't know the
people
behind
them. Again, part of
why
you'd be a terrible boss, you don't know your personnel. Personnel.
I know them now.
Right.
So I have hired them because they're both good people.
Mm-hmm. All right. First of all,
I don't know who the rest of them are, and I apologize. I don't know if I've ever met any of you.
First Advantage text line is 888-530.
Am I catching hell?
0043. No, just the normal amount that you normally do.
Faith, I'm going to need you to consult some of these people on their bad
texter,
behavior.
Texter here says, yuck, having to fire a guy that's really doing so many things right. Wins and losses are what counts, though. Have a feeling we will see 35% plus turnover across the board going forward. In football overall, go Pokes or CSU. Man, it did not seem like it was that long. It wasn't that long ago when the Rams announced that they were hiring Jay Norvell. And it was just this different vibe. It felt cool. Matt Mummy was putting out different, like that CSU logo he had with like the pirate flag on the logo there, whatever I'm trying to say. And then he put the Tool song behind it. I was like, hell yeah, man. New era for CSU. And it goes quickly. And this one, unfortunately, I mean, the way it ended for Adazio was bad. He got kicked out. You know, he got thrown out of the Nevada game, which Jay Norvell's Nevada Wolfpack beating up on the Rams. And Adazio gets tossed. And then Jay, shortly after that, takes the job. It's a weird world that we're in. Yeah, I think everybody agrees Jay's a good dude. You have to be a pretty good football mind to get into this level at all. And the guy's been in has had NFL jobs, obviously head coaching college jobs. So it's not like you're just all these people are, oh, you just suck. So we just want to throw that around. You got to be pretty good at it. But, you know, everything has to come together. There's a reason why I'm strict on my Hall of Fame, Mike, because to be a great coach, there's a lot of years that coaches are great, but are they great every single year? And those are the ones that I think separate themselves. Year in and year out. 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break. Final hour coming up. Buy or sell. Let's get into some nuggets. Also, Denver Broncos. Are we worried about the offense? Taking a while to kickstart this thing. But they are 5-2. You are what your record is, right? We'll be right back.
Join Kyle J. Johnson and Bruce Dick for the high school football game of the week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. I'm throwing out this poll question today presented by Michael Kirkpatrick's latest Lego set. Rams fans, which route should CSU try to go with their next head coach? Fired Power Four guy, current NCAA coordinator, current NFL coordinator, or current head coach at a lower level? Any guesses? A lot of votes on this, Mike. Any guesses what's leading in the clubhouse?
No.
Okay, dynamite.
I'm just filling out your paperwork.
43% say current head coach at a lower level. They want to see somebody who's proving it at a lower level. All right.
So, like offensive coordinator?
No, a current head coach at a lower level.
I'd go offensive coordinator at the current level.
Current NCAA coordinator.
Yeah.
You can only have four options, so I couldn't get too specific there.
I'd have FBS offensive or defensive coordinator.
You'd go with an FBS? Yeah, okay. Huh? I don't know. I'm all over the place on this. Beginner's luck texting in. I really like Norvell. The inconsistency has been the big issue. Two way different teams, the Hawaii team and the Fresno State teams, are worlds apart. Yeah. I mean, just inconsistency is a good word for it. Unfortunately, even this year, it was more consistently bad for CSU. The Fresno State game, I think, kind of threw in that little, oh, wait a second, maybe they could be this. But really, it just sounds like this. You probably made your decision. You already made up your mind about Norvell. You didn't. Maybe he goes and beats Wyoming, and then you can't fire him after that. And then you have your bye week. So the timing set up kind of perfectly for this. If they would have beat Hawaii, probably survives. But after that, it was the timing of it. Okay, then we have Wyoming, might win that game. And then the bye week, we want to get a head start on this. So the decision was made, I believe, earlier. 12:55 the time. Buy or sell, coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.